This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. Is Raise Your Game. What does it take to excel? Ho Wan Leng, the CEO of Optimal Consulting Group, says there are three components: capabilities, competence, and commitment. Three requirements that are true across all professions. And Wan Leng is here to share insights on the importance of these factors in ensuring your capability to excel and perform at your level best. So, Wan Leng, why these three components?
Because these three components are essentially key factors that will get us going, because what we need to excel, say capabilities consists of, say, the hardware, and then the competence would be our software, and then the commitment would be like our CPU or central processing unit. A combination of these three factors will probably contribute to our excellence in performance or our success in life, and this is true across all professions.
Okay, so we're seen like a computer. All right. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit more with capabilities. Are these formal and informal qualifications?
Yes, it consists of both, because capabilities simply means that our skill sets, of course, is contributed by our talent, something whereby we can be born with, our education along the way, and acquisition of knowledge, training, and as well as skill sets. Most importantly is that we need to know that capabilities cannot be stagnant to stay relevant. Mm. We really need to have continuous improvement along the way, simply because as compared to a generation ago, the world changes rapidly. So therefore, to stay relevant, capabilities need to have continuous improvement. Of course, many people think that if I am very educated, and that would be enough for me to go for retirement. So that's not enough. We need education, learning, and development.
Right. So, and this is ongoing. You can never ever stop there. So and basically, it's about learning new skills, you know, getting requalified in new things, even when you don't need it.
Yes. Because education requires discipline and cognitive ability, and it gives us the knowledge to get us started. Learning requires humility,
right,
and inquisitiveness, as well as a certain level of cognitive ability and memory for us to go on and learn. The difference between education and learning is that learning is the applied education. The acid test is that, have we applied our learning successfully?
Hmm.
Yeah, in our job, in our life, in our interpersonal relationships, and also changes in behaviors. Those would be the acid tests of learning.
Right.
And when we talk about development, it must be continuous, because it's a process, because it's an evolution, and it will minimize the gaps between our challenges versus our strengths and what is expected of us in the job. So in conclusion is that we need education to get us started.
Yeah.
And we need to learn as much as we could and develop ourselves to be what we aspire to be.
Right. And okay, the second component is competence, right? How do you develop competence?
Yes, competence, as I have spoken just now, is like our software.
Mm.
This is the part whereby I believe is not much of a focus in individuals, because we all think that as long as we have a high EQ, a high IQ, and being very educated, it will get us going. But competence is how effectively we manage ourselves, and it's all start with self. And right. When we can effectively manage ourselves, we can effectively be a very good leader of others. And therefore, it will lead to leading excellence in business performance. So when we talk about competence, we're really talking about the software in us, that this will include our personality and our emotional competence.
Okay. Yep. So personality, watch out for bad behavior, I guess.
Okay, personality is how we come across to others and our preferences and our tendencies. That's really no good or bad behaviors or right or wrong behaviors.
Okay.
It's really about what is expected of you, okay, when we work in corporate, it will be corporate norms, corporate expectations, roles expectations. When we live in a society, there will be social norms. So benchmarking against these norms or expectations or requirements for success, there will be a gap or match in our personality. So it's really all about knowing ourselves, mm-hmm. because matching well to matching well means success. Our weaknesses to be our ambition, that's when you have got gaps. So I give you an example that would be like, for example, a very low detail orientation person, despite getting a first class honors in, say, accounting, may feel miserable as a financial controller.
Right.
Someone who has low preference for following processes, rules, and procedures might feel really miserable as a safety engineer or a surgeon, so to speak.
Oh, dear.
So therefore, we really need to know ourselves and who we are in matching what we can really excel in.
Okay, yeah. When it comes to competence as well, does it help to seek out for mentors?
Yes. Most importantly is that continuous development also means learning from other people. Mm. It's important to learn hard skills on the job training. At the same time, learning from others, learning from people. You can call these people your mentors or your coaches. It is important to learn from others as well as structured learning.
Right.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, I need to learn how to do well in presentation. Mm. So I go for a two-day workshop in presentation skills. That's learning structuredly. Mm-hmm. Then to learn on the job, I need to practice the presentation skills. But if I could have a mentor who presents really well for me to observe and give me feedback each time I've done a presentation, that will also help me. Mm. So along the way, if we could have mentors and coaches in our life, in our career life, that helps a lot.
Yeah. All right. And we'll talk about the third element, commitment, right after this. I'm here with Ho Wan Ling, the CEO of Optimal Consulting Group. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money, BFM 89.9.
This is Race Again on Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu speaking to Ho Wan Ling, the CEO of Optimal Consulting Group. We're talking about the formula to excel, which includes three elements, according to her: capabilities, competence, and commitment. And early on, we discussed capabilities and competence. We're going to be discussing commitment. But just before that, you know, I'm sure when you meet with clients and all that, what do you do? Do you identify what the gaps like for, or do you see a pattern that, you know, they seem, most organizations seem to lack in certain areas?
When we go see clients, typically clients will ask us to identify the potential in their people, potential to be promoted, potential to be selected into the organization, or potential to be their future leaders. What we typically look into would be the match and gaps to the requirement of our organizations, to the organization's requirements. Mm. But these are the three things that we look into as well: the capabilities part, the competence part, as well as the commitment part of the person. Simply because if an individual has all the capabilities needed to excel, and also having the competence to excel, without commitment, at the end of the day, it will still not be a long-term asset to the organization.
Right.
So most organizations will still look for talents who commit to the organization. Of course, these days, we're not talking about lifelong commitment like our grandparents or our parents, but it's about be committed in the organization. As long as you are with the organization, is what organizations will be looking for.
Okay. So, all right. So maybe you can just elaborate a little bit more on commitment.
Yes. When we talk about commitment, is about having that passion in whatever we do. And having that passion means having the drive and having the inspiration and be very motivated in whatever we do so that we can excel. Therefore, we need to know that everyone is driven and motivated by different factors. Some of us are driven for the fact that we like to progress in our career. Some of us are driven by the fact that we want a stable career.
Yeah.
And some of us just driven by the fact that I like to achieve. And I like to have that, to pay well and stuff like that. It doesn't matter because there's no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know what you are driven by, you, your motivators and stuff like that, that will drive you to have that passion for excellence,
right.
That's most important.
You know, when you talk about commitment, it's very subjective, right?
Yes, definitely.
Some people say 5 p.m., I'm committed, huh?
Yes.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Right?
My view is that it's not putting in the long hours equal commitment. It's about while you are given a job, you have the passion to do it in a manner that you prove
right.
That you
achieve
have
it.
Given your best.
Yeah.
You have given your best, you have excelled in it, and that's what it is. I mean, I used to tell my team members is that if you have to stay long hours, it means two things. One, I'm bullying you. secondly, you just may not be competent in your job.
All right.
Yep, so it's not about long hours.
Yeah, gone, but are they still, when you talk to organizations, there's still that expectation as well, right?
Yes.
The longer you stay means you're more committed.
Well, I just hope that bosses out there who hear this interview will know that it is really the output quality.
Yeah.
And not the, in terms of the number of hours the person put in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The measurement will just, what you measure is just what you get.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So are there any other factors?
Well, I just think that each of us will need to know what drives us. Like, for example, your occupational preferences.
Mm-hmm.
Because the key message here is that know who you are, know what you want, and match that to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that would really mean that the success in both personal life and at work.
Right.
Because misery is nothing but making an ambition out of your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And misery is nothing but to leave the ambition of your parents.
Mm.
So that's something important. Therefore, we also need to know what irks us.
Right.
Like, for example, what will make us unhappy. Because most of us would like to know what makes us happy, what makes us successful. But on the contrary, it's also good to know what makes you unhappy or what make you not so successful in something that you do.
Right.
That's important.
Because sometimes people say, you know, I don't know what makes me happy. But
yes.
So sometimes you have to ask the question differently. What makes you not happy?
Yes.
We'll probably get to where you're happy.
And what makes me successful and what makes me having more challenges. So this kind of strategic self-awareness is the first step of success.
Well, thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Ho Wan Ling, the CEO of Optimal Consulting Group, talking about the formula to excel, capabilities, competence and commitment. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.